Hello, everybody. How are you doing out there? Happy Friday, if you're catching this live or the day that I do it. It's Friday afternoon, and I hope you are all well, and I hope you're all ready for the weekend. Yesterday in the women's running community that I lead, this community, I asked you guys who struggles with stress, emotional, nighttime snacking, overeating, binge eating. And I got a lot of feedback and I got a lot of messages. And in full transparency, I know that this is a problem. People, women, have been reaching out to me with all kinds of questions. This is actually one of the biggest questions I get. And it's one of the biggest struggles I see in women when they tell me that they're struggling with nutrition and I ask them more questions. This is what it comes down to, okay? This is the number one thing that is killing your fitness and, quite frankly, your weight loss results, right? Your fat loss results. It's this emotional stress and nighttime snacking that you just can't seem to get under control, right? You do okay during the day, and then nighttime comes, and boom, we eat all the things. You do okay all week, and then the weekend comes, and boom, you eat all the things you said you wouldn't. It's really hard to get results like that. If nutrition doesn't change, nothing will truly change. All the workouts in the world won't really matter if we're not getting really honest with ourselves about nutrition, and we're not understanding this. Okay, I teach macro balancing, which are very, macro balancing is a very powerful strategy to setting your body up to balance blood sugars and you know, balance hormones that are going to trigger fat burning hormones all day and really nourish your body. But I can teach you all about macros and how to balance them. But if you're still struggling with stress and emotional and nighttime binge eating on autopilot in a very uncontrolled way, the macro balancing strategies can't help you. And so, in muscles and macros, that's what we work on. We work on combining effective strength training with powerful macro balancing strategies. But this is actually the first step to getting your nutrition on track. Hello to everybody who is live. If you are there, nighttime snacking. Yes, we're going to talk about that. So if you are there, say hello. Let me know if nighttime snacking is a problem for you. If you even if you know that emotional or stress eating or just this, you just can't stop the snacking, right? You just can't stop it, and you're frustrated. Just let me know below, okay? And if you're catching the replay, just type replay so that I know that that you're there. And if we haven't met, I'm Carrie. I am the creator of Muscles and Macros, Fitter, Leaner, Stronger Runners Online Bootcamp, and I love helping female runners build fitter, leaner, stronger, healthier bodies that are burning fat and feeling freaking fit and fierce and amazing. And we do that. This is something that we need to do and talk about because it's not really talked about a lot. And it's kind of deep stuff. It's kind of like it could be a bit uncomfortable for people, but I want to talk about it and I want you guys to understand it. So hello, hello, hello. Hello, everybody that is out there. Amazing. Nighttime and emotional eater. Yes. I've been there. I can teach this stuff because I've been there. I've been all of these things, okay? So snacking, chronic snacking, snacking at night, overeating at night, emotional and stress eating are really big problems for us, and they're making you feel miserable. They're keeping you stuck, and they're killing your fitness and your fat loss results. And so when I, you know, before I really dove into dialing in my nutrition, I used to run and run and run and run and run, and I had babies, and I would run and run and run and run and run, and I loved running. Running is the thing that I've been doing forever. After babies, it was the only thing that I did for myself that made me feel grounded and sane it really refreshed and reset my energy. And so I ran, and I didn't sleep. I didn't really nourish my body. I didn't really eat that much. And what I did was graze. I would get up, I would run without eating. I'd get home and have coffee, and all the babies would be awake, and I'd deal with them, and I wouldn't have time to feed myself. And what I would do is I would grab all the food off all the plates, the crusts, the last bite of the hot dog bun, handful of granola, Diet Pepsi, coffee, convenience, low-fat foods, convenience, low-cal snack packs. And I would snack all the time. I'd always be snacking. I'd always be hungry for snacks. I would feel irritable. I would have energy crashes and cravings throughout the day. I was irritable. I was cold all the time. I had brain fog. I had headaches. I had eczema all over my body. At night, I would binge eat all the food. I would drink too much wine. And I couldn't stop at night. I just did it. I did it. It was like, why did I do that? I said I wasn't going to eat that bag of chips. And I just ate the whole bag. And then I would feel really bad, and I'd feel really gross, and then I'd feel really guilty, and I'd feel really shameful that I just did that. And then the next day I would get up really early, and I would run extra. I would run more. And this was a really bad cycle for me for a long time. And I was always sick, and I was getting injured. And when I finally got injured for the last time, I busted my knee so badly I couldn't run, and I was panicking because I thought I was going to get fat. And this is just the reality. This is like what really happened for me, and I think it's valid to talk about it. And so I was really concerned that I couldn't run, and so I was going to get fat. I was really worried about gaining weight. And I was really worried that I couldn't run because running is where I found that sanity, that grounding energy, and I no longer could do that. And that was really scary. And so I knew I had to get my nutrition dialed in, actually. I was feeling so, like, I had no energy, and I actually ordered, I talked to the trainer at the gym, and I ordered this box of supplements that she recommended and like guaranteed would get me my energy back, and I wanted a quick fix, apparently. It's just totally not my style, but I was so desperate for energy, and I was so worried that I couldn't run anymore. So I ordered this huge box of supplements, and she told me it wasn't meal replacements, and it was like full of meal replacements, and I opened it up and I went, this cannot be what I need. This can't be it. I closed the box up. I sent it back. I don't think I got a refund, but I just didn't want to go that route. All those products and all that. It was complicated stuff. I'm like, I just got to get my eating under control because I know what I'm doing. Like, I know I'm skipping meals. I know I'm binge eating at night. I know I'm snacking on all my kids' crap all day. And I didn't quite understand it, but I started studying different things, and I tried different things. I tried intermittent fasting, and I tried counting calories and tracking macros, and all of that kind of just triggered more disordered eating, and it certainly didn't give me more energy or make me feel any better in my body. Until I learned about balancing my macros. And so what I was doing during that time, and we'll talk about this, but what I was doing was, I was just snacking and eating, and then at night with the kids, like, I was lonely. So then I started drinking wine because I was lonely, and before I know it, like, one glass of wine turned into three glasses of wine every night, and it was just like this constant cycle. And that's what happens when you do that. When I was doing that, and honestly, I've worked with thousands of female runners at this point, and this is what I see happening out there. Don't have time to eat. We're intermittent fasting. We're training fasted, and then we don't have time to refuel after that run. We're eating off our kids' plates. We're skipping lunches. We're eating healthy, but we're cutting out carbohydrates. And so at night, we're eating all the things. On the weekends, we're eating all the things. We can't stop. Not to mention, like, I was lonely at night. I was unhappy in my relationship, unhappy with myself, unhappy in my life. I had all these negative emotions, all this chaos, right? Now, with what's going on, there's a lot of chaos. And our brains don't want to feel chaos. Our brains our brains want to feel comfortable and happy. And so for our brains to feel comfortable and happy, they want it. It likes food. Food buffers negative emotions. Scrolling Facebook, watching TV, running, which is at least a good one. Like all of these things, overeating, over drinking, over shopping, over social mediaing, over running, over exercising buffers our brain from feeling any negative emotions. And so we do that over and over again, and it becomes habit, and we can't stop, even though we say we're going to do it. But all of a sudden we put the kids to bed, the negative emotions start coming through. So we drink the wine, we grab the chips, we grab the ice cream, because that makes us happy and we don't have to feel those other emotions. And that's why we do it. And it's habit, which means habit means that it's like happening without conscious thought. It's just this automatic loop because you've done it so many times. Your brain knows that it makes you happy. Kids to bed, eat the ice cream. Friday night, eat all the pizza, drink all the wine, eat all the ice cream. Like it's this, these habits. And so when we're under eating and snacking off our kids' plates and skipping meals and training fasted and doing all these things, we're not nourishing our body. We're actually undernourished and overfed. Our metabolism gets downgraded, which is why we feel cold and why we have gut problems and why we're irritable and why our hair is falling out and why our gut doesn't work properly and why we have bad periods that are painful and terrible. It's why we can't lose weight. It's why we hold belly fat. It's why we're training all these miles and still not getting fit and lean like we think we should be because we're putting in all this hard training. And when you're training hard and under eating and snacking on all those light foods off the top and not nourishing properly with the right foods and the right balance at the right time for the right reasons, like I teach inside of Muscles and Macros, that snacking just continues. That nighttime binge eating continues. And because of all the emotions and chaos of life, when you combine that with the emotional stuff and the emotional eating and the habits, right, we're like in a real problem. And it also triggers inflammation. So metabolism goes down, inflammation goes up, cortisol goes up, hormones are all a mess. The other thing, when you're snacking all the time like that off the kids' plates, you're not eating the food that you need to eat. You're not getting the proteins. You're not getting the fats that you need. You're not getting the right carbohydrates that you need. And that's what I used to do. I was always hungry. I was always snacking, but I would never sit down and have a proper meal. I was not getting the fats. I was not getting the proteins. I was not getting the proper carbohydrates. And my hunger hormones were a mess. My insulin, glucagon, they were a mess. And so my energy, my moods were like this, all over the place. And I wasn't nourished. The biggest thing was I was undernourished. Even though I felt like I was eating all the time, I was hangry all the time. But that's just because my hormones were a mess. And so that's what's happening out there, you guys. Does this resonate with anybody? Okay, let me know. You're like too busy to eat, you're skipping meals, you're grazing all the time, eating off the kids' plates, maybe eating good, eating healthy during the day, binging at night, uncontrollably eating at night, on the weekends, and just like wondering what the heck, right? Training fasted, wondering why it's still not working and why you're still feeling all these things, why you're getting sick all the time, why you're getting injured all the time, why your body's holding on to weight and refusing to let it go, especially around the midsection. Okay? So that's the problem. So, hey, hi. Let me just check the comments here. Hi, Lean, she's at the dentist. So me, yes, it does. And mainstream fitness and social media are really pushing women to eat less and to cut carbs and to cut things. And we are not just women in this community. We are high-performance, goal-driven women who run, who train hard, who don't just want to lose weight. We want to build fit, lean, strong, healthy bodies. And simply cutting food and cutting entire macronutrient groups will not allow us to build fit, lean, strong, healthy bodies. What simply restricting our bodies and cutting calories and cutting macronutrient groups is going to do to women like us is downgrade our metabolism, mess up our hormones, right? Our blood sugar, our fat burning, our hunger, our fullness hormones, and it's going to ramp up inflammation. And when we have a low, it's going to put stress on your adrenals and your thyroid, okay? It's going to cause weight. And when we've downgraded metabolism, when we've increased inflammation, when we've messed up all our hormones so they're all out of whack, what happens is that we have weight loss resistance. We've got energy problems. We're dragging our butts around all day. We get injured. We get sick. We have brain fog. We have headaches. We've got bad skin. We have bad periods. We have trouble with our digestive systems. Okay, and like I said, I went through this myself, and I've worked with thousands of women. Workouts are not the issue. I mean, I got to get you guys out of just running. I've got to get you guys building strength because we want to build muscle to ramp up the metabolism. But if you're just working out hard and not paying attention to the nutrition piece, both, we'll talk about strategies right away. If we're not paying attention to the strategies of macro balancing and the mindful eating strategies, then all those workouts aren't going to get you the results that are even close to possible for you. If I can get you guys noticing the mindful issues, being more mindful with your food, and truly nourishing your body by learning to balance your macros, eating the right macros, the right foods, and the right macro balance at the right time for the right reasons, this all goes away. Okay, this all goes away. And you don't even need to snack at that point. I don't really snack because I eat proper meals. The mind game at night is constant because that doesn't have to do with blood sugars and hormones. That has to do with emotions. We're in a really stressful time right now, and life is always stressful for moms. There's always chaos, and so that's something that I always work on. I get crazy hungry after a long one run and want to eat everything almost out of control. So not like me. So Stacey, that is common because running's inflammatory. It's high energetically demanding. And you need proper pre-fuel, and then you need proper post-fuel, and then you need proper macro balancing in between those workouts because cortisol is high after a long run. And if we're just eating cupcakes and Diet Coke and coffee and chips on like, because after we eat, like willpower is down, right? And we're craving all the carbs. That's because inflammation and cortisol is up. So that's what our body craves to get the attention and fuel. Body doesn't care what kind of fuel. It wants fuel. And when we're not mindful and we don't understand macro balancing and why, then we're fueling with all this stuff. And then all that stuff is inflammatory and it just makes the problem worse. So you're not getting the results that you could. I believe, because I want to build a fit, lean, strong, healthy body. And the runners who train with me, the women who train with me, also want to build fit, lean, strong, healthy bodies. So the harder we train, the more we need to dial in our nutrition. Okay, so what do we need to do, you guys? So what happened to me was when I started to eat right, I started to eat a macro balanced breakfast. I actually gave you guys a macro balanced breakfast guide this week in the community. So this all relates. This all works together. Terrible brain fog and headaches. Yeah, Stephanie, exactly. So often that's because of underfueling. Very, very often. And like out of balance fueling. So I can help you with that, muscles and macros. That's what I teach. This stuff goes away for women. And when they follow the strategies, it goes away quickly, right? Right, Sally? I know Sally's there right now. If you have anything to share, Sally, let everybody know. But when I started to eat following the macro balancing strategies that I researched and that I studied and that I put into practice for myself, eating the right foods at the right times in the right macro balance for the right reasons to nourish and build a fit, strong, healthy body, my cravings went away. My snacking, this incessant need to snack went away. My brain fog went away. My headaches went away. My skin problems went away. My energy went up. I could push my workouts harder. I could build more muscle. which ramped up my metabolism, which allowed my body to start truly burning fat and just getting fit and building that muscle and really feeling incredible in my body. And so the first step, when you're just always snacking and you can't stop snacking and you need to be snacking, and even the nighttime snacking, because nighttime snacking can happen because you haven't eaten enough all day. You've skipped meals, you've trained fasted, you've intermittent fasted, you've not pre and post fueled properly after your workout. Just haven't eaten enough of the right foods. Often, I mean, we can be overfed and undernourished eating a lot of processed foods, a lot of quick convenience foods, which will leave you, which are calorie dense and leave you like eating a lot of calories, but they're not the right ones. And when I got that under control, I didn't need to snack anymore. Like I just said, energy went up, cravings were gone. And the nighttime snacking, because I was underfueled, that urge went away. And what I was left with was the emotional eating and drinking of the wine, okay? And then I had to work on that. So when you learn, you know, first you got to learn to balance the macros and what that means and how to do that and start doing that with consistency over time to really get rid of to balance your hormones so you get rid of the physiological reasons that you're craving all the snacks. And then we got to look at the emotional stuff, okay? Emotional stuff has nothing to do with whether your body actually needs food or not. It's just the emotions, like I talked about before. Your brain does not... These are like two separate talks that I'm kind of melding into one because I think they really go together. But our brain doesn't like to be uncomfortable or unhappy. And I kind of talked about this already, but... And so what food has even been designed to make us really happy, it lights our brain up, it makes us feel really happy in the moment. So our brain is wired to not feel bad. And so at nighttime, we put the kids to bed, which is when this often happens, right? And we're making dinner and we're drinking wine and eating the chips and the kids go to bed and we have another glass of wine and we pull out the ice cream because we don't want to have to deal with the emotions that are about to explode out of us that we don't know what to do with at the end of the day, right? I don't want to sit with my husband right now. I don't want to talk to him about anything, right? So what do? We drink and we eat and we Facebook and we waste time on the internet because that makes us feel happy in the moment and comfortable in the moment. So we don't have to deal with those emotions or process or feel any of those emotions. We buffer them. And when you do that over and over and over, that becomes habit. And so that's what you do, right? Put the kids to bed, drink wine. I did that for years. And then my sleep wouldn't be good. And then I'd wake up in the morning and my skin would be terrible and I'd be exhausted. And it was just like this negative cycle. But that's one of the reasons that we do that at night. When people say, like I said, I wasn't going to, and then I did. Like, this is why, because when that happens, that's habit. Habit means that the neural pathways of you doing the thing happen without you thinking. You haven't brought in your frontal cortex, the front part of your brain, you guys. I love neuroscience, by the way. I'm a super neuroscience geek. I got the highest mark in my physiotherapy class in neurophysiology, just so you know. Stroke rehab used to be my favorite thing because you could tell by someone's deficits exactly where they got, where they had their stroke. It was just really interesting. Your brain is fascinating, and we barely use our brains. And so when you're doing that stuff on autopilot and just eating and stress and emotional eating without thinking about it and wondering, why the heck did I just do that? It's because you haven't used your frontal cortex. You haven't used the thought center of your brain, the decision-making center, the thinking part of your brain. And you're being run by automatic habits on autopilot. Like it's just happening because you've done it so many times. That's what your brain is used to. It's a coping mechanism. And so it's so powerful. Like, I understand this stuff, and it still happens to me. There was like a rainstorm here one time, like a tropical rainstorm. And I was stuck at home with my family, and I didn't have any wine in the house. And I was like, well, I better just get in my car and drive through a tropical rainstorm to get wine because I need it. That was not using my brain up here. That was like my autopilot brain going, you don't want to be stuck here with this guy, with these people. Like, you need a glass of wine. And so I like got in the car and I drove and I was like, Stop. Stop, Carrie. What are you doing? You don't need wine. You're fine. Go home. Go to sleep. It's not the end of the world. Like, you literally have to talk to yourself. So the way to break the snacking on autopilot when you're just not eating enough is to balance your macros. I teach you that in Muscles and Macros. It works like gangbusters. And then to work through this stuff, this autopilot emotional stuff, when you're like, no, I've clearly eaten enough all day. I had a good breakfast. I had a good lunch. I ate all the things. I should not be hungry. I am not hungry, but I do this thing anyway. I eat this stuff anyway. I do it when I said I wouldn't. We got to be more mindful. We got to start to talk to ourselves instead of letting that autopilot brain run your life. And that is a constant. Macro balancing, that can work quickly to alleviate a lot of cravings, a lot of symptoms. And if you don't know my macro balancing strategies and you have not gone through my Muscles and Macros Fitter, Leaner, Stronger Bootcamp for Runners, the next round starts April 26th. And I think everyone in this community who's struggling with this stuff needs to go through it. It is $27 to join. I want there to be no excuse for you guys to understand macros and how to balance them and why you need to eat them as a goal-driven woman who wants to build a fit, lean, strong, healthy body, because you're different than a woman who just wants to sit on the couch and lose weight. It's very different, okay? We want high metabolism. We want lean, sexy muscle. We want to run. We want to train. We want to feel absolutely fit and fierce and incredible in our body. So we got to learn to balance those macros. We got to learn how to combine that with effective strength training and not just running. And then we've got to incorporate a whole lot of mindfulness into our days and our evenings and the places that the times of day that we really feel stuck, the times of the week that we really feel stuck. I know that a lot of the ladies that I coach in my coaching group, we struggle with weekends. And every Friday we've got to have the discussion. Okay, you guys, let's plan ahead. Let's focus on it. Because those habits are so ingrained in us. We need to do the work. We need to understand that autopilot and then how to break those cycles. And the only way to break those cycles and break that habit is to think. It's to pause. It's to stop. It's to ask questions. It's to talk to yourself. Carrie, what are you doing? You said you don't need this. You said you don't want this. Like, what are you doing? Go and have some water. Go and have some tea. It's going to be okay. Okay? So we got to work on mindfulness. And so I made a mistake on the date of the start of the next round of Muscles and Macros. I said April 19th, and that was a miscalculation on my part. It's actually April 26th is the next round of Muscles and Macros. It's a four-week online training program where I teach you guys how to combine effective strength training with powerful but simple macro balancing strategies so that you can get fitter, leaner, and stronger than you've ever been in your life. And so I made a mistake, and I apologize to anyone who signed up. I don't know how I miscounted that, but I'm sorry, I miscounted that. And so what we're gonna do next week as a bonus for anyone who signs up before Monday and anyone who has already signed up, we're gonna do a mindful eating challenge starting Monday to help you get in control of some mindfulness, because mindfulness truly is the base of any change, whether it's nutrition or getting your workouts done or anything. Everything starts up here. And so we're going to do a bonus mindful eating challenge starting Monday. So if you have joined the program, we're going to be doing that in the private training group. It's going to be included in the program. And if you join before Monday, I'll get you into the group and we will do that as well. Okay. It's a very powerful program when you focus with me and you do the mindset work. But I swear, like, this is like most of the battle. Because if I can't get your brain rewired, if we can't start to rewire your brain, it's very difficult to stick to any habits. It's very difficult to get you to focus. It's very difficult to get you to take the knowledge that I teach you and implement it. We need mindfulness. We need focus. And we always need community. We always need support. Okay? And we need better strategies, because these strategies that everyone's preaching to women are they're trashing your hormones, they're trashing your metabolism, and they are why you are stuck. Eating less, cutting calories, cutting entire macronutrient groups out of your daily food intake is downgrading your metabolism. It's wreaking havoc on your hormones. It's stressing out your adrenals and so your thyroid, and it's causing inflammation, and it's causing you to become weight loss resistant and exhausted and frustrated, and it's keeping you stuck. I will get you unstuck, okay? Because those diets are killing women. We got to stop. And my strategies are simple and they work. So I hope that that training was helpful. If you, 3 years keto and low carb and my body is shot, that's right. And that's not your fault, Jamie. I don't understand why no one is teaching this to women. Like, I don't understand. I talked to Sally today and she's like, yeah, I've been doing your program for 3 weeks and I feel better than I felt for decades. And it's simple. Like, why has no one told me this before? And I said, you know, I learned from one of my mentors, if you want to impress people, make it really complicated. And if you want to help people and transform their lives, keep it simple. And you guys, I mean, one of the basic mindfulness strategies I teach is to nourish your body. We got to change those words from diet and restrict and cut to nourish. And you need to start to see yourself as an athlete, not a dieter. Because when you are training with intention and when you want to build a fit, lean, strong, healthy body that is burning fat and feeling incredible, you've got to be setting your body up to do those things. And when you are focused on weight loss and cutting and restricting, that's out of alignment with your goals. Those strategies are different than these strategies. And when you're pushing hard and cutting and restricting and dieting, like I said this a million times already, but you're trashing your hormones, your metabolism, and you're causing massive inflammation in your body. And that's keeping you stuck because you're not a couch potato. Like, you have goals. You're a high performance, goal-driven woman. And weight loss, cutting, restricting, and all that is going to cause a lot of mindset games and disordered eating, which none of us need. But it also burns up muscle. It doesn't support muscle building. It actually supports muscle atrophy, which is muscle loss. Muscle is what gets you fit and lean and strong. It's what pumps up your metabolism. Muscle is metabolically very active, and so you want to set your body up to burn fat and build muscle at the same time, and that's a bit tricky, and it requires you to train strong, eat right, and think like an athlete with a whole lot of emotional mindfulness in there as well to break through some of the bad habits that have been formed. And that's what I do. That's what I help you with. So I would love if you guys join. The next program starts April 19th. We're going to do the Mindful Eating Challenge. April 26th is prep week. And then we dive in. And I would love to have you join the program, because there's no sense in being in this group and not understanding those strategies. Let me just go through the comments here. If you're still there, say hello so I know. Yes, true. 3 weeks in and I can't believe how much better I feel. I have energy I haven't felt in years. It's incredible. Awesome, Sally. I'm super excited for you. And I know. I remember when I started eating simply a macro-balanced breakfast and I was like, oh, I have energy. Like, instead of fasting and running 10 kilometers and then having coffee and then not having time to eat, thinking that I was setting my body up to lose weight and get fit and strong. Like, no, I was burning my body out. I felt like trash when I did that. And it's dangerous, you guys. When your body is undernourished, it downgrades your metabolism. Your body doesn't function properly, which is why you get brain fog, which is why your digestive system shuts down, which is why your hair gets dry, which is why your skin has problems, because you're not giving enough food to do what it's supposed to do. And then, I mean, in extreme situations, which is why I worry about all of the extreme fasted running for women specifically, is that it pulls from muscle and it will pull from your heart and it leads to heart problems. And they actually show that it also atrophies your brain. So we want to be nourished. Okay, we've got to stop the dieting and restricting mindset. We've got to break away from those, because to get really fit, you actually need to eat a lot of food, a lot of really good food. Focus on whole foods, in balance, and we got to build muscle. We got to train smart, okay? My mom has always joked that I was born tired. At 35 with two small kids, it's just not funny anymore. Inflammation through the roof with all sorts of seemingly unconnected symptoms, both physical and emotional, but ultimately it's all down to inflammation. Yes, and probably metabolism as well. I mean, I don't know what your eating looks like, Sarah, but that's how I was. And when you're not sleeping, it's very difficult. Like, you're just inflamed and cortisol is always through the roof. Like, your hormones are a real mess. Hormones, inflammation, and metabolism, they all kind of go together. They're all like hand in hand. When one of them is off, they're just all off. And it just makes life miserable. You have no energy. Your skin is terrible. You have brain fog. You get headaches. You can't lose weight. You can't burn fat no matter what you do. And the strategies I teach help to decrease inflammation. They help to restore metabolism. They help to balance hormones. So whatever like the root is, what I teach supports all of that, because it's what you need. I've been in the industry for so long, you guys. And I don't teach restrictions and diets. That's a thing. And we come at it from a place of really meeting your body where it's at, not just pushing you into the ground, because that's not what you need. They're doing construction behind me, so I'm almost going to be done this. So I'm just going to keep going. And then, so glad I found you. I can't wait to chat with you later, Arianna. Just waiting for your intake assessment. Then we'll hang out. I'm so excited to try the next round. The headache needs to go. Awesome, Stephanie. I'm really excited as well. Stay with me, okay? Awesome. Yes, Jamie, you are on your way. We are reprogramming your brain, girl. Reprogramming it. After 3 years of keto and low carb, your body is shot. Women, our physiology, our hormones need carbs, okay? They need carbs. Sorry, I have to go. No worries. Sally, of course, I had a great chat with you today, girl. You're why I do what I do. I have a hard time getting back to carbs because of what I thought. Yep. Problem with carbs, people like put all carbs together. Like the processed carbs, the sugary carbs, the crappy carbs, sure, but those aren't carbs. Those are processed foods. The carbs that we eat are good. They're good for your body. Fruits, veggies, whole grains, like that stuff's good for you. And so much of the diet culture, Jamie, has just programmed your brain so strongly and your beliefs so strongly that it's gonna take time to reprogram. So just stay with me and don't go all in, like just go slowly, because real change takes real time and a trust again in yourself. Not just a trust in the program, but a trust in yourself, of control around food, of control over your body. And after you guys years of under eating, years of undernourishing, years of metabolism that's been downgraded, years of hormones, years of hormone imbalance, and years of inflammation, it's gonna take time. You know, it's gonna take time to restore. My program is 4 weeks, but it's because I teach you the foundations, I help you begin to implement, and then we can keep going. But it's the intro, it's an intro program, okay? So my plan is to incorporate more healthy carbs next week. My body is so inflamed. My stomach and legs are retraining water like crazy, and I'm so glad I found this group. Yes, that's so much cortisol and inflammation. It just triggers your body to store, to crave carbs, and it causes your cells to suck in water and store water. So, and if we have, again, it takes time, Jamie. It's not like, oh, I'm going to follow the strategies and I'm going to be better overnight. It's not. It's going to take time. So stay with me, okay? And you have Alexandra to ask questions too. So if you have anything specific, ask her. Thank you. You're welcome. Hello, Melissa. I was able to jump on, getting my hair done. I'm excited for you to start, Jennifer. So there's a load of you in here that are very inflamed. Autoimmune disorders, right? That's all inflammation. These strategies work for you guys. If you have to eliminate foods because your doctor has told you, awesome. But the key is still the same for everyone with autoimmune, is we need to focus on whole foods. We need to listen to our bodies. Strength training and burst training is the best kind of exercise you can do with autoimmune. Short pushes and pullbacks, because what that does is it causes your body to stress and then recover. Stress and then recover. It trains your body to handle stress. And it's short, they're not long. Because long workouts cause too much stress and inflammation, especially on a body with autoimmune, on a body that's really inflamed. Long distance running, I love runners, but it's very inflammatory. And when your nutrition and your rest and recovery, your anti-inflammation strategies are not dialed in, running will cause more and insane inflammation. It's actually the reason, one of the reasons that you're struggling. And I know that people don't like that, but I always refer back to my client, Kathy, who messaged me and said, Carrie, like, I'm running and running and running. I feel terrible. I have headaches. I have bad periods. My stomach, I have IBS. I've got crazy asthma and allergies. My doctors have put me on keto. They've got me fasting and I feel worse. My runs are heavy. I'm getting injured. And I said, girl, you got to pull back your miles. We got to focus on building strength. And we've got to get your nutrition dialed in. We got to just get back to the basics. And we got to get you approaching this with a calmer energy, from a place of nourishing and loving your body, not hating on your body, not rushing and wanting and feeling frustrated. And when we did that for like 3 months, her body flipped into fat burning mode. She felt strong. Her allergies went away. Her stomach issues cleared up. And she was like, now I feel the way I wanted to feel when I started this running, but she just ramped it up too much and didn't have the nutrition piece or the rest and recovery and anti-inflammatory piece. So the whole like old fitness saying, especially for us women over 40, you guys, like we're mostly chronically underslept. I'm like, some of you haven't slept for decades. You can't function with no sleep. And then when we've been dieting for decades, right? Women come to me after dieting for decades, undernourishing for decades. We start to break down after 40. We start to break down after 50. Start to break down after 60. And so it takes time, but we need to just be gentle and calm and trust the process that we've put together because it works and because we're focused on building healthy bodies. It's not just fast weight loss. No, long, healthy bodies for life that feel fit, fierce, and incredible. Does anyone have any questions while I'm here? Because I love talking. My family's not home right now, you guys. I have... I don't know if we've connected much. I'm a Canadian physical therapist, strength and fitness coach. And 6 years ago, I moved to Costa Rica when my kids were babies, and I was in a hot, inflamed, toxic mess. And our life was chaos. And we luckily had a few rentals back in Canada, and so we quit our jobs, bought 4 one-way tickets to Costa Rica, which is quite a story all in and of its own. I think we were just crazy, underslept, 2 babies. We've been here ever since. And when the pandemic hit, the schools all closed, as they all do, and we still work. Like, I work online. We both work. And so we got a bunch of kids together, and they go to school in my living room, and they're there every day. And it's awesome. Like, it's super cool. I'm not teaching it. We've hired a local teacher, and she teaches it, but they're there all day. We have 1 bathroom. It's not a big condo. We have 1 small kitchen, and it's trashed all day, and the kids are awesome, but it's like buzzing all the time, you know, like buzzing. And they're gone. They're on a fishing trip today. And I usually go on the trips because, I mean, that's what I want to do. That's why we moved here, so that I could be with my kids and be there when they woke up and be there when they went to bed. And I wanted to cook all their meals and just really be present, because when I was working full time, I couldn't. I didn't see them. We fought all the time. But today I decided, no, I'm not going to go on the field trip today. I've seen you guys a lot. I've been on all the field trips. So they went, and I just had the house quiet today all to myself. And it was clean and it was quiet. And I could feel stress going down. And so I know that that's not possible for all of you, but that's another reason why the stress is high and the inflammation is high, right? Because like life is frantic. And in past years, I would have just drank and ate every evening to get through that. But because I have the emotional skills, I understand my brain and how it works and how I process stress and how I buffer, I can work through that. It's one of the reasons I go to bed at like 8:30 or 9 o'clock, because I'd rather go to sleep than stay up and buffer the stress and chaos of life right now and all the emotions. So I go to sleep and I wake up at 5 every day and I feel amazing. And I don't drink the wine so that I have a good sleep. You see how this is like this all kind of works together? And so today I'm enjoying. And when I lived in Winnipeg in central Canada during like chaos, like again, as an introvert, like a lot of us, loud baby sounds were so much for me. And fighting with my husband and then frantically like trying to work out and all the things. I used to have a happy place. So this is one of the anti-inflammatory like strategies that this is why I love meditation, and I promote walking, because walking is not, it's not stressful. It's just walking, right? It's calming and soothing. Running, yes, is calming and soothing, but it's also high impact, and we can't forget that, which is why I tell people, don't double up your workouts, do my workout and then go for a walk. But I used to go and sit in this greenhouse, and I would just put the babies in a stroller, and we would just sit in this greenhouse, and I would just feel so calm and so good, and it was so inflammation reducing as opposed to just simply, because I know like the coping mechanisms are run, right? I guess I gotta run, but I was frantically running and it was killing me. It was killing my hormones. I wasn't sleeping, I wasn't eating. And so this is where this all comes from. So whatever you guys are struggling with, like I know, I get it, I've been there. And it's why I teach you what I teach, and it's why I do things like journaling and walking and meditating, and I recommend those things for you. And some people come to me and they're like, I remember Gwen came to me and she was frantic. Her body was super inflamed. Her IBS was out of control. And she's like, I need help. What should I do? Which program should I train? I got to run a marathon. I was like, no, what you need to do is stop. You need to breathe. I need to get you eating. I need to get you meditating. I need to get you maybe walking. But those are important things, not just the workouts. And we always think about the workouts. Anyways, I'm rambling. I like to ramble. I ramble a lot. you're not born tired, Sarah. You have two small kids. I'm going to get you fueled and sleeping. And time. Like my kids are now 8 and 10. And so I remember when they turned probably 6 and 8. No. Yeah, probably 6 and 8, because my little one actually peed the bed for 5 or 6 years. I think 6 years. I just didn't have the hormones. And so every night I was up dealing with the bed and stuff. And so I didn't sleep for, 6 and 8, that's 8 years of not sleeping. And I remember when they started sleeping through the night. I actually still sleep with my kids because it's the way we sleep best. And if I don't sleep with them, I'm up all night. But at 6 and 8, they finally started sleeping. And I just remember feeling like a completely new person. So for those of you with kids that aren't sleeping, you have to remember that you are not yourself when you are not sleeping. Your body is not functioning. And if you can at all optimize your sleep. I did not optimize my sleep. I drank wine. It's ruined my sleep. It made everything worse. If I could go back, that's one thing I would change, is I would just go to bed early. I would stop staying up late. And I just would have felt better years and years earlier. I was able to jump on, exactly. Thank you, you're welcome. Ready to get into this gently with love. I always get sucked into the rush and high energy start to new programs or diet. So happy to hear your approach is calm. Yes, it is, Whitney. And it's funny because I'm intense and I work hard, but I also am very good at pulling back and calming at my health and fitness and my goals from a place of really a lot of love and nourishment. And that's the yin and yang of feminine and male energy, and the fitness world and the diet world's very masculine. And when I learn to pull in and add in that feminine energy, everything changed. It's an art and a science. It's a push and a pull. right? Sometimes we need to get ourselves up and give ourselves a kick in the butt, and sometimes we don't. We need to lean in and listen to our body when it's asking for rest and love and nurturing, and we need to give it that. And understanding that about your body and doing that with your body is a beautiful, beautiful thing. And you will never change your body from a place of anger and disgust and hate. You just won't. That's a mindset thing. It won't work that way. It's got to come from a place of love and nurturing. Okay, and these are some of the things that we work on in the group. So as people share, we work through it and we have conversations, and it's beautiful. It's a beautiful program and it works. I have to say the reset of mindset with you is huge. I focus on my why and then set some boundaries that align with it, including the kitchen and snacking closes at 8. I do well with that kind of firm boundary, and after several hard days, I'm feeling so much better, sleeping better, even fueling. It's fueling even better mindset, which is making it easier for sure, for sure. Jessica, that's amazing. I'm really glad. And it's a constant, we're all a constant work in progress. Like, you don't just know these things and then they just are automatic and natural. They take time. That's why I do these programs over and over again. That's why I started the coaching club, where we could have more conversations. I have a premium coaching club where we meet twice a week, and it'll probably be as it's growing, because it's growing quite quickly. I'm going to open up more call opportunities where we can just hop on and chat about this stuff, because it's the stuff that's not being talked about. I love your honesty. We are all not alone. No, we are not alone. Ha, time. I feel like there's never time for things like cooking, prepper meals, working out, meditating. There isn't. But even that, Sarah, it's like, there's not time. I don't have time to do all the things. It's frantic. Breathe, right? Breathe. You have to do all the things, right? I mean, we have to eat every day anyways. So oftentimes what it comes down to is just planning. It comes down to just planning ahead and thinking ahead and just breathing. And some of this will working out. Like, I didn't have time to work out when I had two babies. That's where my workouts became short and ineffective, not long and drawn out. Like, now I go to the gym and it takes like an hour and a half. I'm like, this is ridiculous. I'm actually wasting loads of time. I like got to stop going to the gym because it's just taking too long. I did 20 minute workouts when I had babies. Meditation is part of the workout. It works into there. And I mean, there is time. It's more of a mindset issue. When I say I don't have time, or I'm frustrated, or I don't get it, or it's hard, I know that that's coming from the part of my brain that's keeping me comfortable. Because change and organization and planning ahead and looking at the hard things and trying to figure out how to do them is hard. Saying I don't have time, saying I'm overwhelmed, is your brain's safety mechanism, because it keeps you safe. It keeps you just in that safe zone. And that comes with love, but that's just how it works. That's how your brain works. It's very interesting. Whenever I hear myself say I don't have time, like, I live in Costa Rica for 6 years, you guys, I don't know Spanish. It's embarrassing, but I just haven't had time. And it's not, when I say that and people say that and it comes out of my mouth, I haven't had time. I'm like, no, Carrie, it's not that you haven't had time. You just, it hasn't been a priority for you. You've got a lot of other things going on. And so that's just it. I haven't made the time. If I wanted to, I would have to adjust, and it's hard. It's going to be hard to learn Spanish. It's going to be really hard for me to learn Spanish, but when I'm ready, I'll do it. I'm not ready yet. But I'm not going to use time as the excuse, because I know that that's my brain. Like, when my kids were little, same thing. Like, I don't have time to cook. I didn't have time, but then I put the kids to bed and I'd sit there and drink 3 glasses of wine, because that was easy and that was comfortable. But not doing that and prepping food or going to bed early was a little bit harder. So just mindfulness reframes. And I'm not saying that you have to do everything and be perfect. That's not. But even just, and even that frantic energy of feel like there's never time for things. And when we're going there, you could just see the frantic energy. That's ramping up cortisol. Just need to breathe. Yeah, there's a lot to do. I'm in a really busy part of life right now. I'm going to nourish my body. I'm going to do what I can. I'm going to learn. Or I'm not. It's not a priority for me right now. My kids are my priority right now, and that's fine. I'm like, totally fine, right? And you can see the energy change in that, which actually affects your hormones, right? It affects your hormones. It affects that cortisol stress hormone. And women over 40, we are so sensitive to cortisol. And when cortisol is high, our body's in fight or flight. It holds on to fat, makes us crave carbs. We have no willpower, and we feel wired but tired. And just the way you think about things can reduce that cortisol and get you results right there. But anyways, I'm going to let you go because I'm rambling now and there's a lot of construction behind me and it's hard to focus. You hear that? I don't know what they're doing. They've like torn out a whole wall in that house. I don't know what's going on. Anyways, I love chatting with you guys. I love working with women who want to get fit and who want to learn and who want to learn to nourish their bodies and who want to build lean muscle and who are unapologetic about wanting to get fit, lean, strong, healthy, and just really feel fit and fierce and incredible in their bodies. And I love helping women set their bodies up to burn fat the right way. And if you guys want Into Muscles and Macros, join. Just give me a yes below and join the next round. We're going to start mindful eating on Monday. And then we're going to start prep week for the program April 26th. And I'd love to have you join. Have a great weekend.